Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, I'm amused here. The golf in San Diego was stopped because of strong winds. I was saying if they want strong winds, they should have a look at us. But the Australian Open tennis is the main story this morning because in the last 90 minutes, Novak Djokovic out of the Australian Open tennis. He had to retire injured. He was booed off court by some fans after quitting his semi-final against Alexander Zverev. Djokovic was bidding for a record extending 11th title, but he stopped after losing the first set 7-6. He had his upper left leg heavily taped after injuring it in Tuesday's quarter-final win over Carlos Alcaraz. And after he slapped a volley into the net to lose the set, he immediately approached the net, shook hands with Zverev, waved to the crowd, gave them a thumbs up, despite audible boos from sections of the crowd there. The other semi-final will see the top seed and defending champion Yannick Sinner face the American Ben Shelton. That was a remarkable finish at Old Trafford to the Europa League tie between Manchester United and Rangers. United were leading 1-0 after the Rangers goalkeeper Jack Butland punched the ball into his own net. But 2 minutes from time, Cyril Dessers got a great equaliser. 1-1, looked like Rangers had got their point. And then deep into added time, Bruno Fernandes scored a spectacular winner. Two goals by Son Heung-min and one from James Maddison gave Spurs a much-needed 3-2 win at Hoffenheim. And Troy Parrott got the first goal, the most memorable goal, I would say, of his career. He came off the bench to score for AZ Alkmaar and beat the Italian giants Roma 1-0. It's his 12th goal of the season and gives Alkmaar a real chance now of progressing to the knockout stages. Robbie Keane's first game as manager with his new club Ferencvaros ended in a 2-0 defeat away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Golf in the UAE is just underway in the Ras El Khaimah Open. None of the Irish players in action yet, and as I mentioned, strong winds saw play suspended at the Farmers Open in San Diego. Scores plummeted as a result. Shane Lowry finished the second round. He's 3 over. The leaders 6 under, Ludvig Åberg and Lanto Griffin. Today's racing at Dundalk off because of the weather, and yesterday the two big races at Goran Park saw Nick Rocket score victory number 10 for Willie Mullins in the Thaestes Chase, and Rocky's Diamond put in a great performance to win the Galmai hurdle for trainer Declan Queeley and Shane Fitzgerald.